ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of All Out of Leeds, written by Kim M. Watt and read by Jane Ajir. The moral rights of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Chapter 1. An Unpromising Case. D.I. Adams went up and over the high wooden fence with rather less grace than she would have liked, following a shout of alarm on the other side. She snagged a trouser leg on the top and stumbled as she landed, dropping into a crouch and catching herself on her hands. The yard was empty, the ground a slick expanse of mud interspersed with weedy dandelion-strewn patches, and there was a network of puddles in the centre, reflecting the sky serenely, even though it hadn't rained in at least 2 weeks. Yorkshire was putting on an uncharacteristically dry start to the summer, but going by the wetness on her knee, where it had hit the ground, the drought hadn't hit here yet. Adams launched herself up again, ready to sprint to the fence on the opposite side, where muddy footprints on the wood indicated her quarry had already made their escape. As she did so, three large dogs that were evidently the cause of the alarm shout spun toward her, and she stopped short. They were making the sort of furious noise her head immediately classed as baying rather than barking, and showing an alarming array of teeth. They shot toward her, chains rattling after them, and while Adams assumed they were attached somewhere, she wasn't waiting around to make sure. She spun back to the fence, jumping to grab the top, already kicking her boots in the slats to help herself up, and a grey dog-like form appeared at the top. It launched itself easily into the yard, dreadlocks flying gracefully, and allowing a mercifully brief glimpse of red eyes, luminous as LEDs. The dogs in the yard stopped so hard, one of them somersaulted twice, wrapping itself up in its chain and howling piteously, while the other two beat a tail-tucked retreat toward the house, yelping in terror. The dreadlocked creature stopped at the edge of a puddle and watched them go, curiously. "Good boy," Adams hissed, dropping back to the ground, then sprinted across the yard, slipping in the mud but not slowing. Up and over a fence that swayed alarmingly, not used to such rough treatment, and she was into another scruffy backyard, this one a bit less muddy, made up of bare dirt with thin grass patches growing here and there, everything worn thin by neglect and indifference, and full of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?